has your financial plan held up so far in 2024? With 6 months down and 6 months to go until the new year, let's review what you can do to stay on track with your financial goals on a month-by-month basis. That and more coming up on Kelly's Bull Market News.
Welcome in to Kelly's Bull Market News with Kelly Slott.
Because there's always a reason to be bullish. Welcome once again, Kelly's Bull Market News with Kelly Slott, the owner, CEO of California Wealth Advisors and the author of the book, The Great Retirement Mystery. That is available. Your copy is waiting for you at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Also, information on more information that Kelly gets out in many ways, and that's with webinars also. There is one coming up June 27th. That's a Thursday for accredited investors only on private placements and alternatives, and one open to the public. This is going to be great. An overall view, an economic update with Kelly's special guest, Dr. Joanne Feeney. That's Thursday, July 11th, 6 to 7. You can get signed up for both of these and find out more information. Click the events tab, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, and also be sure to follow California Wealth Advisors on LinkedIn and Facebook. Kelly, greetings to you once again. Another great show ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be fun today, I think, because I'm going to go month by month of what you can do to get your financial house in order. And I tell you, Dave, so many people, so many listeners out there I know right now, they're great at making money. They're great at building wealth. And that's just fantastic. But there's no organization to anything. So that's part of the reason why we've set this out as a month by month basis and what you can do to help yourself. So those are going to be the first two segments today. And then, interestingly enough, I'm going to jump into inflation and how that's affecting our overall financial house these days and what can you do to combat that. So that's a huge concern I have for many of the people I sit down with. And then, of course, we've got questions from listeners. Our fourth segment today, we have questions on 1031 exchanges and taxes, how to disinherit the IRS, a lot of fun questions today. So stay tuned for the full show. I think it'll be really fun.
It will be, and this is really great what you've put together, because there are things we need to do throughout the year in our financial lives. So let's start with January. Jump into that new financial mindset, just like we try to have a new mindset for everything in January, most things.
Yeah, mostly. Okay, so let's start January. I don't know, we're past January here, but for future reference, January is the beginning of a new year, of course. We need to outline any large expenses that you may have for the year and plan for them. And it's a huge thing I say for people all the time. Have diversification in your portfolio, but have a plan. So if you have any big expenses for the year, start in January by planning it out for the year about what dollars you might have to pay in what months. So you're prepared for it. Preparation is huge here. I want you to be prepared. So by all means, January is a good time to look at any major expenses, any large expenses you might have for the year. And again, plan for that.
Well, and as Kelly said, we're starting from the beginning of the year and covering all the months here. So we're not in error here. We're just starting out. We know it's not January and February. So why should you fine tune your plan in February?
Yeah, so February is a good month to actually look at your overall financial house, your overall financial plan, your overall budget. I want you to look at what habits you have, make adjustments. Maybe you're going out to dinner a lot and you really shouldn't. Maybe you have expenses in your fees that you pay a month on your credit card, for instance, that you're not using anymore. Let's look at those, right? Let's not neglect that. And that goes to the budget sheet, which I do have on my website, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. You can go to the services tab and find the budget sheet there. Print that out for yourself. Actually, I just was talking to two radio show callers today. I just sent them both one today because neither one of them had a budget. Because it starts there. It really does. It starts with your budget. Whenever I sit down with someone for the first time, I look at budget sheets. What is your budget? What do I need to manage to for you? And it could be $10,000 a month. I just had a client. He said he spends $50,000 a month. Okay, that's fine. I just need to know that. So then I look at your assets about how I'm going to create income for you or replace that paycheck, for instance, if you're retiring. And it starts with the budget sheet. It really does. You don't have to do the budget sheet in one day. Take the first of the month and every bill that you pay from the first to the 30th, or the 31st, just write it on there. And at the end of the month, you add it all together, and then you know what your budget is, what you're spending each month. So I think it's a really important exercise for folks to go through, especially if you're getting closer to retirement. You need to know that because, again, your paycheck likely is going to go away. We need to replace that with what I like to call a playcheck. Mm-hmm. So let's make sure we've got that covered for you, and it starts with the budget.
Yeah, I love doing that. I track my expenses from month to month. It's a great thing to do. And again, that's available at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. So what should we be considering doing in March?
March is Medicare open enrollment. So let's make sure your Medicare is covered. So if you're 65 and over, or even if you're 64 and a half, you start to get inundated with Medicare questionnaires and companies that will help you in lots of different choices in Medicare. There's a lot of choices. We have a company we work with that helps people with Medicare. It's a free service that we offer to help people because, again, Part A, Part B, Part D, Part F, there's just so many choices there. And you may need a supplemental policy as well. So let's make sure that your Medicare is good and it's the right one for you. And, you know, a lot of times people don't realize that it can be complicated. And we really do need to look at that and take care of that for yourself. And again, I work with a gentleman. He specializes in Medicare. He does it for free. So by all means, call us if that's something of concern to you and you really do need some help with that.
Yeah, the great thing about working with Kelly is that she keeps you up and those people she works with up with what they should be doing throughout the year. And that's why we're covering this in two segments. And she will with you, 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. And you could text as well. Call in or text CWA. Oh, April, meet Uncle Sam.
Yeah, we got to meet Uncle Sam. So that's when taxes are due, as you all know. And that's kind of a depressing month for a lot of folks. But that's okay. Tax planning is important, right? We need to make sure we don't have Uncle Sam knocking on our door for sure. So let's make sure that your taxes are paid on time. Let's make sure you have a good CPA that can help you with that. And let's make sure your RMDs are looked at as well, your required minimum distributions that you have to take out of these different retirement accounts. Now, the first year for RMDs, just to educate everybody out there, the first year you don't have to take it out until April 15th of the following year that you turn 73 these days. Doesn't mean you should wait that long because that means you have to take two in 1 year if you wait till the following April. But you do have until April 15th of the following year from when you turn 73 to take it out. Again, it doesn't mean you should, but I do have a staff that puts together all of the RMDs for all of my clients to make sure that we're taking out the correct amount. So again, that's important. You need to make sure you're taking out the correct RMDs by the correct dates. Because after the first year, you have until April 15th, but all the years after that, you have to take it out by December 31st. And if you don't take it out by December 31st, there are hefty penalties for not withdrawing the correct amount by the correct date. So this is why I make it a big deal to me and my staff and my clients that we take out the right amounts on the right by the right dates and get that taken care of. So if that's something you haven't done or started to do yet, you need to start looking at that. And again, we can help you with that.
And May, we're still in spring and spring cleaning time. Is that a good time for a review?
May is a great time to meet with a financial professional to go over your personal financial plan. And if you do not have a financial professional on your side or you don't have a financial plan either, absolutely you need to do that. That's what we specialize in doing. That's what we love doing. We love sitting down with folks, creating plans for them, creating diversification, protecting their assets. That's what we specialize in doing. So May is a great time to do it. I usually do portfolio reviews for folks twice a year, so maybe January and May, January and June perhaps. So make sure you actually are reviewing your financial situation and you've got somebody on your side that really knows what they're doing and how to help you with that.
June is the halfway point. What should we do then?
Well, I would go back and look at your habits that you've had thus far in the year. Are you saving money? Are you reaching the goals that you want? Are you neglecting something? I think that's important. Make sure that you're following a plan of some kind. And again, I can't emphasize this enough. The seminars that I do, the Zoom meetings that I do, all the webinars that I've done over all these years, make sure you have a plan. Have a plan. And if you don't have a plan, let's look at it in June at least, and let's review the plan and make sure the plan's working for you.
I love the term financial independence. And I know that's your mission and your goal for those nearing retirement, to help them achieve that before they retire. So is that something we should look at and celebrate financial independence in July?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, well, July 4th, of course, one of my favorite holidays. But yes, you need financial independence. You need to take control of your particular financial house, right? And that, again, is what we specialize in doing. We look at the four pillars of financial wealth for you, and I want you to know what those are. I want you to implement each one of those as well. So what am I talking about here? Well, the first one's risk tolerance. What kind of risk do you have in your overall financial house? Let's take control of this. Your insurances that you have, are you paying too much? We can help you with that. We review that with folks. Long-term care, life insurance, are you paying too much in taxes? These are all the risk things that go along with the first pillar of financial wealth for you, getting your financial house in order. The second pillar is your estate planning. Do you have estate planning documents? Do you have the correct ones? Have they been updated? Are your assets titled correctly? Do you need to set up LLCs for yourself? Again, very important pillar of your financial wealth. Again, this is taking independent control of your financial wealth. The third one is your family office, or your vault, we like to call it, where you put all of your important documents in one place. So your heirs, your beneficiaries will know to come to us and to go to the vault if you ever need a medical power of attorney or a power of attorney of some kind, or you lose your passport. We have a copy of that for you too. And then, of course, the fourth pillar is your investment side. What are you doing there? Do you have downside protection? Do you have enough income created off of that account for you to satisfy your budget, to satisfy yourself when you're in retirement? So the investment side is huge. We use my mass proprietary process for that. M is the market, A is alternatives, and S is safe money. So again, we're looking at your entire financial house. We want you to be independent and know what you have and where it is and what it's doing for you. And you need a financial services firm on your side, which is what we do, to plan all of this for you. It doesn't come just because you want it to. It comes because you plan. So we are a financial services firm. We help our clients, our private clients, get their financial house in order. We are constantly looking for the vulnerabilities in their financial house, and we help you fix them, the all-important helping you fix them. So we're creating a huge amount of value for our private clients. We're transforming your financial house into something that's organized and thorough. And really, what you're doing and how you're doing it is organized and thorough. So if you're serious about sitting down with us and looking at your financial house and having us help you with that, we would love to do that. If you have $1 million, $2 million, $10 million, $100 million, or anywhere in between, we'd love to sit down with you either on our Anaheim office or a Santa Barbara office. We can do Zoom meetings and phone calls as well, but I like that first meeting to be in person to get to know you. So call today. My staff is waiting for your call.
And they are waiting and standing by at 800-810-8060. You will be talking, if you call in, to either Michael, Christopher, or Christian on the California Wealth Advisors team. 800-810-8060. Kelly, what's next?
Wrapping up our list of monthly financial goals to help you get through 2024 with your financial plan intact and ready for 2025. Stay tuned. More to come.
With Kelly's Bull Market News, because there's always a reason to be bullish, and getting with Kelly, getting the information together, which could eventually lead to you getting that plan, can make you bullish and more confident in your financial life. Kelly's book is The Great Retirement Mystery. Although retirement's in the name, it is a great read for anyone wherever they are in their financial life. That's available at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. And be sure to click the events tab. Learn about the June 27th webinar. That's for accredited investors only on private placements and alternatives, and one that's wide open to the public, and an economic update with Doctor of Economics, Dr. Joanne Feeney, joining Kelly. That's Thursday, July 11th from 6 to 7. Click the events tab at California Wealth Advisors to get signed up, and be sure to follow California Wealth Advisors on LinkedIn and Facebook. We're going to continue with our coverage of the months. We are covering each month of the year and in our financial lives what we should consider doing. So let's start with August. It's great to be financially aware.
Great to be financially aware, and August is a good month for that. So financial awareness is achievable, but you can't start until you acknowledge the situation you're in, right? And unfortunately, so many people don't elect to look at their financial situation because they feel it's insurmountable. They feel they can't reach their end game. Well, yes, you can. I'm here to say, yes, you can achieve your goals, but it does take planning. It takes time. It takes somebody on your side like us that to really help you walk you through. And we have a very structured way of walking people through collecting the data that we need, looking at their overall financial house, and making sure it's all in order and organized. So a recent study conducted in the spring of 2024, actually, just recently, only 45% of adults said that they believe themselves to be financially disciplined. Well, that's a lot of people that aren't financially disciplined. So let's make sure that you are, right? And again, we have a structured way of doing that for you. We have our staff that's trained to walk you through the different aspects of financial health and to keep you there. So a poll conducted recently marked that 20% decline in financial discipline since the pre-pandemic levels of 2019. Okay, let me say that again. 20% of people feel like they don't have financial discipline since 2019. Well, that's kind of frustrating for me because we have, and it's seen actually in the huge credit card debt that we see out there.
Is that COVID related, you think? Or goes back
absolutely, yes. Yeah. I think people are scared. They stop saving money because, you know, they weren't working, for instance, in 2020 or even 2021. And so it was harder. And then interest rates going up did not help anything at all either. So again, having a plan, having someone on your side to create financial awareness for yourself, to sit down with someone and actually have them walk you through what you can do to get organized, what you can do to have that financial awareness in your particular portfolio. Really, really important. So that's what August, we've kind of designated that as Financial Awareness Month, but make sure you do it. It's important.
Yeah, it really is. And we can't leave out Social Security strategies here. Maybe September is a good time to start looking at that.
Yeah, so Social Security is confusing, I will say that, for a lot of folks. That's part of the risk side of our four pillars of financial wealth that we do that. That's under the risk side, the Social Security, because I want you to take Social Security at the right time for you. And yes, you can take it at 62. Doesn't mean you should, because maybe you're still working. And remember, some of Social Security can be taxed to you if you're working and you make over a certain dollar amount. A lot of people are certainly unaware of that. So taking it at 62, you're only going to be getting about 70% of your full benefit. And if you wait until 70, you're going to get about 124% more than you would if you started at 62. I think that is huge. So I encourage people, go to ssa.gov, socialsecurity.gov, and look up what you're going to get at 62, 66, 67, full retirement age, or age 70. Again, I would encourage you to wait as long as you can because you do get 8% more per year every year that you wait. 8% is a nice rate of return. It really is. And if you can't, if you're still working or you have other assets, you have rental properties or something, and you really don't need to take it yet, my recommendation, based on a holistic financial advisory firm that we are, is probably to encourage you to wait. Now, again, if you're not in good health or you're not working anymore, you lost your job, and you don't have any other ways of making money, then taking Social Security at 62 might work for you. Again, this is the tailor-making we do when we sit down with folks for the first time, is really going over their personal financial health and what they have and what they're trying to do. So again, if this is you, then call us and get yourself on our calendar, and we'll go over all this with you.
And we'll move into fourth quarter in a second here and what you should consider doing. First off, to reach Kelly, 800-810-8060. Call or text CWA to 800-810-8060. Now, we're in the fourth quarter of the year, October. What should we do then?
October open enrollment period is unlocked for you. So again, Medicare open enrollment period begins October 1st. Again, if you're confused about Medicare, if you're confused about what you should do, we do have someone that we can work with, that we can recommend to you. There is no fee for it, to help you walk through what's appropriate for you, even to get supplemental insurance if you need it. We have a lot of people that need supplemental insurance. And it's confusing. Parts A, parts B, parts F, parts F, H. It can be really confusing for folks. So make sure that you've got the correct people on your side to help you walk through the Medicare and what's appropriate for you. Again, we have a gentleman we've been working with for many years. He doesn't charge anything, and it's a phone call, very easy to help you. So by all means, call us for that.
And again, to reach Kelly, 800-810-8060. Oh, now we're moving through the year here. November, that is another national month.
National Long-Term Care Awareness Month. Actually, I love that they've designated these months this way. This is great because long-term care is such a concern, I would say probably for 80% of the clients that come since see me, they're very concerned about long-term care.
It actually should be for everyone since we're living longer.
Well, it should be. Yeah, it should be. Yeah, exactly. We are living longer. So people are worried about that. They're worried about running out of life before they run out of money, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure we have enough life and money at the same time. So managing long-term care is huge. And let me ask the listeners out there, do you have long-term care? Do you want it? What have you done to get it for yourself? And we have insured products these days that actually have long-term care components to them. You don't have to go through the underwriting of insurance companies, because that's usually how we used to get it, is with life insurance or straight long-term care policies. And those you have to go through the medical exams. If your health is not good or you wouldn't pass one of those in an easy way, let's say, then we do have insured products that actually add long-term care to them, which is fabulous. I didn't even have that a year or two ago. So these insured products have improved quite a bit. I just did a webinar on those that will go up on my website shortly that talked about these insured products and how you can add long-term care. You can even add, if Social Security goes down, it will cover that. We'll have death benefits for you and income streams that can last for your life, too. So a lot of good things can come out of these kind of insured products. So again, what are you doing to give that to yourself? Are you protecting yourself from a long-term care situation, or are you going to use your assets to cover that? And it can be very costly. I know many clients out there, a lot of listeners probably have long-term care situations in their families, and it's very expensive. So let's make sure at least part of that is covered for yourself, because if it's not, it's going to cost you a lot. And I don't want that to take away all of the assets that you've worked all your life for, that maybe you wanted to leave to your heirs, are now gone because you had to pay for long-term care for yourself rather than having an insurance policy that would help you with that. So let's make sure you have that at least covered a little bit.
And finally, we're at the final month of the year, December. What do we want to make sure we didn't miss?
Well, a number of things here. We want to make sure our RMD deadlines are not missed. Again, you have until December 31st to take money out of these different retirement accounts after the first year. Right? I mentioned earlier, it starts at 73 now, and you have until April 15th of the following year to take money out. I don't recommend people do that. But after that, you have until December 31st to withdraw those RMDs every year from your various retirement accounts. Again, you've got to make sure you do it on time, because there's hefty penalties to pay if you don't do it correctly. You want to make sure maybe your debt is taken care of. Let's take care of some debt. I don't like debt. I never have. Certainly credit card debt. Let's make sure that is paid down by the end of the year. Let's make sure you're funding your retirement accounts as well. Those 401ks have to have money in there before December 31st. So if you haven't looked at that, please do that too. Do those catch up maybe that you need to do for those 401ks. So there's a lot of things here that we need to look at for end of the year or whole year, if you want to look at it that way, in your entire financial house, the Medicare, the Social Security, when you're taking it, the RMDs, all these different things need to be looked at to make sure you're doing things correctly for your particular financial house. And again, this is what we specialize in doing. We're looking at your overall financial house. And we're not looking at just your investments either. We're looking at your non-investment side of things too. What are you doing in your overall financial plan? Let me ask the listeners out there, what are you doing in your overall financial house? It's so important to do that. So we're going to look at your overall financial house. We're going to solve some of the problems and challenges that we see there and make sure that you're actually covered for any events that might happen to you, because they can happen to us at the drop of a hat, can't they, Dave? Mm-hmm. So just in a split second, we can have a car crash. We can have a medical problem. We can be sued. I mean, all these different things can happen to us, and we want to help you avoid some of that, or at least mitigate the risk on a lot of that. So the concerns that you have are the concerns we have when we sit down with you, because we put ourselves in your shoes about what are you doing and what do we know that you could be doing differently. So, you know, looking at the different things that can affect your portfolio and really help you manage through all of that. And you know, most people are not financial advisors out there, and they don't know what to do. So many times we see those advisors, we see investors that are operating from a place of insecurity and lack of confidence in their overall portfolio, and they really do need some help. They need some direction. They need some planning. So we're going to create that plan for you. Once it's executed, we want you to feel like you're walking away with confidence and clarity in your overall financial house, and your overall financial future is taken care of as well. So again, we love doing this. We do. We do it day in and day out. We solve problems and challenges that we see. So if you're serious about needing some help and you really do want some help, we'd be delighted to sit down with you. I open up my calendar for radio show listeners. So call our office. Call the 800 number. Dave's going to give you in a minute. Get yourself on our calendar, either in our Anaheim office or our Santa Barbara office, and let's see if we can help you with your overall financial house.
Yeah, what should you be doing and considering in your financial life? That's what Kelly will go over with you in this comprehensive review. 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. Call or you can text CWA to 800-810-8060. 800-810-8060. Great two segments, Kelly. Much more to come. What's after the break?
Next up, we're going to measure inflation and how it impacts your financial present versus your financial future. We explore the inflationary risk and what to get in front of and how to have inflation work for you, not against you. Keep it right there on Kelly's Bull Market News.
Going to cover inflation in this segment of Kelly's Bull Market News with Kelly Slaught. Kelly Slaught, the owner, CEO of California Wealth Advisors, helping people in Southern California and beyond in their financial life. And, you know, the Great Retirement Mystery covers all the phases of financial life. Just because retirement's in the name, it's a great read for everyone. It's all about how to avoid the six biggest blunders. That's available at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, as well as information on upcoming podcasts. And June 27th, if you are an accredited investor, you are invited to attend one on private placements and alternatives. And then Thursday, July 11th, the public is welcome to attend an economic update, kind of an overall broad view with Doctor of Economics, special guest Dr. Joanne Feeney, joining Kelly Slaught. And as Kelly told us last week, Dr. Feeney has a strong national presence. So you may have seen her on some other outlets. That is July 11th. Get signed up for these webinars. Learn about upcoming more to come, including the client appreciation event July 7th. It's all at the events tab at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Well, let's look at inflation, Kelly. We've got Chief Investment Strategist Jason Trinard has developed a new index to gauge the actual impact inflation has on the average American. Can you give us a little insight into that?
Yeah, so he came up with a common man CPI, Consumer Price Index, and that includes the gotta-haves like food, energy, shelter, clothing, insurance, utilities, as well as the wanna-haves, so things like purchases by television sets, gym memberships, and things like that. So he notes in the last month, prices rose 3.3% year over year in the common man CPI index. That's slightly hotter than reported, because they reported 3.1%. So I think it's important to note that his common man CPI index has grown far faster than wages over the last 5 years. That's affecting all of us, right? So inflation in the past and the present is Not easy, right? It's the average worker is having trouble out there. It's a 7% reduction in the standard of living. I don't like that. Again, a 7% reduction in the standard of living over the last number of years. That's how inflation is affecting us. So what are you doing? Let me ask everybody out there, what are you doing to combat inflation? What have you done in your financial house to combat that? And it's a good question to ask, because I think a lot of people don't think about that. But you can be proactive. You really can. And it just takes a matter of sitting down with someone that's knowledgeable about what to do and how to do it to combat some of the inflation that we're seeing. So if that's you, by all means, call us and sit down with us.
And that would be to 800-810-8060. Everybody has their personal inflation number, too. Kelly will talk to you about it and how to combat it. 800-810-8060. Kelly, there's an interesting background on the inception of the Common Man CPI. I know that Trenard spoke candidly about that and how this came to be. And it seems that the final straw that ushered in the inception was the publication of a Wall Street Journal piece titled "What's Wrong with the Economy? It's You, Not the Data," which failed to account for the impact of inflation in actual practical terms. So I guess that got him pretty stirred up. Yeah, but inflation does look different for everyone. Certainly not our fault, but it looks different for everyone, and they feel it differently.
Oh, sure do. I have some interesting notations in front of myself. I think I'll go through this with folks, because I think this is actually really interesting. In 1993, let's go back to 1933.
Oh, 33, okay.
1933, let's go back to 1933. What do you think the yearly income was?
Oh, gosh, 33. Yearly average income, $7,000.
$1,550.
Shot too high there.
Average income, 1933. A new house cost $5,800.
Man.
A new car was $600.
$600, okay.
Now, here's a good one. A gallon of gas. What was that in 1933?
Let me guess that one. I'm going to say 9 cents.
18 cents.
Okay. Went under that time.
A movie ticket was 35 cents. A first class stamp was 3 cents. Oh, my goodness. So let's move this up to 1960. 1960, a movie ticket was a dollar.
Okay.
A loaf of bread was 20 cents. And a doctor's visit, $5.
Oh, man.
What do you think a dozen eggs was? 1960.
A dozen eggs, 1960, 35 cents.
57 cents.
Okay.
Yeah. Gallon of gas. This is a good one, because this hits us all. 1960s. What was that?
In 1960, gallon of gas. Let's see. I know what it was when I started driving. So I got to back that up a little bit. 24 cents.
31 cents.
Okay.
So as you can see, we're paying way more than all of this.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So way more than all of this. It'd be nice to buy a house in 1933 for, what did I say, a new house?
$5,000.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be nice, right? So inflation affects us, right? It affects our dollars. And so my question, again, to all of you is, what are you doing to combat it? Because we do have a number of programs that will help combat inflation, that have inflation hedges built into them inherently. And what am I talking about here? Well, I'm talking about different kinds of insured products. When you invest in those, you can have inflation hedges built into those. So if you're taking income for the rest of your life, for instance, it will go up with inflation, or 2 to 3% on average per year that you have that kind of a product or that kind of an investment for yourself. I think it's really important to make sure your overall portfolio has different aspects to it, which is why I am a diversified portfolio manager, not just stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. We're looking at insured products. We're looking at real estate. We're looking at all sorts of private placements, oil and gas programs. Lots of different things have growth to them. They have inflation hedges built into them. They have a lot of benefits built into them. And this is, again, why I don't do just stocks, bonds, and mutual funds for folks. That's great, too. But that's not the only thing out there. And if the market goes down for the next 5 years, for instance, You and inflation kicks its ugly head up there, you're going to be going backwards in your spending dollars. That inflation's really going to hit you hard. Mm-hmm. So you need to have different things in your portfolio that combat these different kinds of situations we see ourselves in. So if that's you and you haven't done anything to combat inflation, you've got to call us and get yourself on our calendar. It's really vitally important for you to do it.
You know, what's always fascinated me and almost kind of it's mystified me that core inflation does not factor volatile price objects, if you will, or entities such as food and energy. And what does everybody talk about when they're complaining about prices going up? Gas and groceries.
Yeah. Gas and groceries. I've had a lot of people lately complain about the costs, especially in California here, the costs of insurance for their house, their auto, their homeowners, their umbrella policies. And we do work with a lot of people to help lower those costs. But I've seen a lot of costs there. And that is not something historically we look at as something that's inflationary. The auto insurance has stayed the same for a long time, unless you get in an accident. Of course, we don't want to mm-hmm. do that. And then it would go up. But those kind of things have stayed relatively calm, I guess you could say. But boy, am I seeing insurance companies leaving California, people are having a really hard time finding insurances for their house and their auto and their homeowners and all those different things.
Yeah.
So that part of inflation is hitting us right where it hurts, because we really have to have those things. You have to have insurance in your car. You have to have insurance on your house. These are really affecting people. So you've got to protect yourself somehow. You've got to make sure that all of these things are covered for yourself. And if they're not, you've got to start looking at these things.
What can you do? What strategies do you put in place? And I know this is probably going to be tied in with your mass proprietary process, but to factor inflation throughout retirement.
Yeah. So again, a broad range of things is what we look at. My mass proprietary process, as you note here, is how I do it. So M is the market. Well, we have inflation hedges in there through the growth from the different stocks that we might pick, stocks, bonds, or mutual funds that we might pick for you. We have growth in there. Hopefully it's growing at least the rate of inflation, which, you know, these days is what, 4 or 5%. It's got up to 9%, right? So hopefully the stock market is growing for that, or you're getting income off of the different investments that you have there, because I have a lot of them that pay 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% in income. So the combating inflation through a stock portfolio is certainly possible. However, if the market goes down, which we're at, you know, close to all-time highs right now, if the market goes down, then that shoots you in the foot as far as covering inflation goes. So then we have to look at other areas. And so my mass proprietary process, again, is how I do it. M is the market, what I just talked about there. A is alternatives. Those are real estate programs. Those are private placements, even oil and gas programs. Those are going to help you with inflation inherently, because especially if you're in real estate, you have increasing rents every year generally. So when you have increasing rents at 2 to 3% a year, for instance, that's going to help you fight inflation. That's good. That's a good thing. So in the real estate programs, the A part, the alternative part of my mass proprietary process, and then the S part, the safe money. That's where we're looking at insured products. We're looking at annuities. We're looking at annuities that will pay you income for life. We're looking for annuities that have inflation hedges built into them already. We're looking for increases over time in the dollars that you're putting in your pocket to combat the dollars that are being taken out of your pocket through inflation. So again, creating the mass proprietary process for yourself will help you combat inflation. It just will inherently do that. So again, if this is you and you are worried about all of these different things, by all means, let's sit down and let's chat. Let's go over your particular financial house, what you need out of it, and what we can do to help combat these different things we've talked about today. So I hope to bring to you value and showing you your portfolio, your financial house, and how we can serve you, how we can create a financial house perhaps better for you than what you have now. And I'll probably show you something that you either didn't know or hadn't thought of before. And so the value I'm bringing to the table is to be of service to you and really want to help you on a holistic level. And there's absolutely no pressure to work with us at all. This is a two-way interview. We're interviewing you, you're interviewing us. We want to make sure we're a good fit, that we're the right advisory firm for you, that you're actually looking for professional wealth management. And we want you to be 100% excited about working with us and reaching your goals and your expectations and really bring those high-level strategies to the table to you, bringing you that professional wealth management. So again, if you're interested in all of this, call us. Our Dave's going to give our number in just a moment here. But I like that first meeting to either be in my Anaheim office or my Santa Barbara office to get to know each other, to see how I can help you. And if you're serious, with you have at least $1 million, $2 million, $10 million, $100 million, or anywhere in between, give us a call and get yourself on our calendar. Please be serious about needing some help. We'd love to sit down with you and see how we can help you.
And it's great for you to get a good, clear look at your financial life and have Kelly talk to you about strategies that you should consider, because she is going to, whatever she talks about and suggests, she feels that they're in your best interest. So 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. If you call, you'll reach either Michael, Christopher, or Christian on the California Wealth Advisors team. If you text, just text the letters CWA for, of course, California Wealth Advisors, 800-810-8060. Kelly's Bull Market News. What is next, Kelly?
Well, next questions from listeners. So we have some questions about 1031 exchanges and how to save on taxes. So stay tuned. More from Kelly's Bull Market News.
We're back with Kelly's Bull Market News. Kelly answering questions. You can get your question to Kelly if you email it in to Kelly. Kelly is K-E-L-L-E-Y at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. If you go to CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, you could be there a while. A lot of great information. Click the radio tab and hear past podcasts, and there are a lot there. Click educational resources. You can view previous webinars. Click the events tab. You can sign up for upcoming webinars. June 27th for accredited investors only on private placements and alternatives. And coming July 11th, Dr. Joanne Feeney joins Kelly with an economic update. Plus, if you're a client and if you are about to become a client of Kelly's, the client appreciation event is July 27th. And you can see other upcoming events provided by California Wealth Advisors at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Be sure to follow California Wealth Advisors on LinkedIn and Facebook. All right, let's kick it off with the questions. Ventura's first. I've listened to your show for almost 2 years now, and I'm actually ready to come in and talk about my retirement. I'm very excited about it. Could you explain on the show what the experience is going to be like for me?
Absolutely. Well, hopefully it's a happy experience because you're retiring. So congratulations.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
So the first time I sit down with someone, I am going to get to know you. I want you to get to know me too, but I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. I'm going to ask you, what is your budget? I like people to bring in their financial statements. That first meeting kind of gives me an idea of where you're at. And then I'm going to ask about where you want to go. What are you trying to do with the portfolio you have? How much income do you need to create? Especially if you're entering into retirement, what do you need to create off of the plan that you have? Or what is the plan that we need to create for you to get that income coming in? So we'll go over all of that with you. It's a back and forth with both of us. I want you asking me questions, and I'm certainly going to ask you questions too. And I want to make sure we're a good fit, right? I want to make sure I can bring to the table what you're looking for. So if you're a person out there and you like to take a lot of risk and you want to do options and short the market and trade in currencies or something, that I am not the advisor for you. If you want an overall financial plan, if you want me to look at your overall financial house and organize it for you, make sure you're covered with any challenges I might see, then we are probably a good fit. So I'm thrilled that you've been listening to my show for 2 years. I appreciate that. So you probably get to know me pretty well if you've listened to me for 2 years, that's for sure. But yeah, I like that first meeting to be really back and forth with both of us and really kind of finding out what you need, how I can help you, and then I'll come back to you with some of my recommendations, usually the second meeting. So that's usually how it goes.
And now that you've got an idea of how it does go with Kelly, you can get on her calendar too at 800-810-8060. 800-810-8060. Anaheim, I've heard you talk favorably about 1031 exchanges. What exactly are the advantages?
So a 1031 exchange. Okay, so when you're working with a financial firm like ours for 1031 exchanges, we have on our platform 10 or 15 different programs for you to go into. So what is a 1031 exchange? A 1031 exchange is when you have a rental property. Again, it has to be a rental property, not your primary place of residence. If you have a rental property and you want to sell it, but you don't want to pay the taxes, you still want income streams, and you don't want to manage it anymore, that's when people come to me. Because as you can imagine, Dave, I have many California clients that own a lot of real estate.
Oh, yeah.
And they've managed it for many years. I was just talking to a radio show listener earlier today, and he has, I think, maybe $10 million in rental properties all through California. And he said, quite literally, I don't want to manage this anymore. I am so tired of managing properties. So we're looking at our 1031 exchanges and what we have available to him. Generally, our 1031 exchanges are not going to be in California. You can make more money outside of California. So we're looking in Georgia and Tennessee and Florida. So that's where we're looking to do the 1031 exchanges. Again, they're all ready to go. They've been negotiated. We're not waiting for anything. If you closed your property 45 days ago and you're at the very end of picking your property, then you can call us and we can close it for you very quickly, because the 45 days and the 180 days that go along with 1031 exchanges kind of goes out the window with us, because we have the properties ready to go. They're already negotiated, and you don't have to worry about any of that. So again, if that's something of interest to you, call us. Again, if you have a rental property, you want to sell it, you don't want to pay the taxes, you want to have still income coming in, but you don't want to manage it anymore, that's when we come to the table. Again, it has to be a rental property, a primary place of residence, or any other highly appreciated asset like that, a business that you're selling, for instance. Those we look at opportunity zones, those we look at setting up certain kinds of trusts for you, or even the oil and gas write-off program. So we have a number of tax savings programs available to you. So again, if this is of interest to you, give us a call. Now, you do have to be an accredited investor to work with us for these, and you have to be a client as well. So there are some requirements there. But if that's of interest, call us and then we'll see what we can do to help you.
And 800-810-8060. And to get a question to Kelly, email Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Santa Barbara, I've heard you say that you keep in touch with your clients. My advisor, however, never calls me. How often do you do reviews?
You know, it's amazing to me. It makes me sad. I have so many people that, yeah, they come and sit in front of me and they go, my advisor never calls me. Or they don't answer the questions I ask them. And it's like, oh, man, you know, I feel bad, because we try so hard. Me and my staff try so hard to stay in touch with clients. We pride ourselves in getting back to people in a very timely manner to answer any kind of questions that they have. So it makes me sad that there's advisors out there that don't do that. But we do. So, yes, I stay in touch with clients constantly. I have my staff is very good at having lists that we go through to make sure we're doing portfolio reviews in a timely manner. And portfolio reviews that we do for folks, it just depends on the client. Some clients like to talk to us once a month. Some clients only want to talk to us once a year. And either way works. We'll do whatever is appropriate for you. Now, of course, if we're managing assets and something goes on, you've made a profit or something needs to be changed, we're certainly going to call you before we wait for a portfolio review, for instance. And again, we're always going to get back to you on any questions that you might have. And I will do a shout out here to my staff. They are so nice and so caring and so kind. And I hear that from people all the time. So I know that they are. And I just want to pass out to all of you listeners out there that my staff is wonderful. They're so nice and sweet. And I'm so appreciative of them. So I wanted to give them a little hand clap here today, because they're just, I have amazing staff.
Yes, you do. It's a great team at California Wealth Advisors. 800-810-8060. From Malibu, I just sold my primary residence, and it looks like I have a lot of taxes to pay, even after the exemptions. What do you have that can help me save on taxes?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I have a lot of my California residents selling their primary places of residence, and there a lot of them are moving out of California, I have to say. But when you sell your primary place of residence, as I mentioned earlier, you cannot do a 1031 exchange. You have to do something else to help avoid the taxes. So I had a number of clients that I'm working on right now and even last year that sold their primary place of residence and have made a lot of money, as you can imagine, with California real estate. So even with the exemptions, people make a lot of money and there's a lot of taxes you'd have to pay. Well, I want to try and save you from that. So we do have opportunity zones. We do have oil and gas write-off programs we can do for you. There are a number of kinds of trusts we can set up as well to avoid and delay the taxes. So again, you have to become a client of ours to work with these work with you with these. And you have to be an accredited investor as well, which means you have investable assets outside your primary place of residence of $1 million or more. So if that's you, you're selling your primary place of residence, you're going to have a lot of taxes, and you need some help in avoiding some taxes, that's when you call us and you get yourself on our calendar, and then we'll walk over all the different options available to you. And we have a few, and I have a client that's selling his business for several million dollars, and he started it at zero, so he'd have a huge tax hit. So I do have some tax advantage programs that we're doing for him. So again, everybody's different with what they need, but if you're trying to avoid some taxes, we can definitely help you with that.
And we have time for Redondo Beach. My husband just retired. He has $2 million in his 401k and absolutely no idea what to do. We do need more income. Can you help us?
Yes. Well, this is perfect because this is actually what we all specialize here at California Wealth Advisors, is taking those retirement dollars, this $2 million in your 401k, and creating income off of it. We're also going to create diversification and actually have a plan for it. And I will highlight here is just because you have a 401k, just because you have an IRA, a pension, trust accounts, that is not a plan. That's just an account. That doesn't mean there's a plan to it. You actually need to have a plan to it. And it also does not mean you actually have the correct diversification either. So if you're retiring, you need more income, yes, we can absolutely help you with that. We specialize in creating income for folks. We specialize in diversifying. Maybe we need some downside protection in your portfolio, income guaranteed for life. Again, these are all the things we look at to make sure that you're covered in your overall financial house, but actually looking at these, in this instance, $2 million in their 401k and making sure that it's working for you, right? You're not working for it. It's working for you and actually giving you what you need out of it. And that takes the professional wealth management that we have on our side to do that.
Let's see. Do we have time? We can. You want to try to get this one in
really
quick? Okay.
Sure.
And it is from Ventura. I have an old annuity and it's not performed well. Can you help?
Yes, I can. So we just had a webinar recently on annuities specifically. And if you had an old one and it wasn't performing well, what can I do with it? Because old annuities, a lot of times they can charge you a lot to them, or they can have caps, which make you can only make 3% or 5% on these old annuities. And we can improve those for you. So that just takes a phone call, bring in your statement to me, and let me look at it and see what we can do to improve that for you. We can get you more growth. We can get you more income. Upside potential is unlimited for instance, in a lot of instances. So yes, we can do that. And that's bringing those high level strategies to the table for you. That's what we specialize in doing. Looking at these old annuity policies, looking at a rental property you want to sell, looking at a primary place of residence or a business that you want to sell, and how to avoid those taxes. So the main concerns I see with most folks out there is they're looking for income. They're looking for liquidity, they're looking for legacy passing, they're looking for diversification, and actually to have an overall plan in their overall financial house. Because having an investment portfolio is not an investment plan necessarily. You've got to have both. You've got to have actually an investment plan for your investment portfolio, and you want to have safety and growth, in my view, in these kinds of accounts. And, you know, we want to help you understand the different options that are available and the different strategies available to you, because as an independent financial firm, as a fiduciary, that's what we specialize in doing. So if you're serious about needing some help and you really do want to sit down with us and look at your overall financial house, that is what we specialize in doing. I'd love to sit down with you. I make room in my calendar for my radio show listeners. So I like that first meeting to either be in my Anaheim office or my Santa Barbara office. And let's sit down and chat. My staff is waiting for your call right now. Again, if you have a million, 2 million, 10 million, 100 million, or anywhere in between, let's sit down and see how I can help you.
800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. Call in. You'll talk. Kelly talked about her great team, Michael, Christopher, or Christian, part of that, and they will help you out. Get you on Kelly's calendar, 800-810-8060, or text CWA to 800-810-8060. Click the events tab at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. There is one for accredited investors only, June 27th. That's going to be on private placements and alternatives, and open to the public July 11th, an economic update with Kelly's guest, Dr. Joanne Feeney. You can attend either in person or from home online with that webinar. Learn more, sign up. Events tab, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, and make this appointment. Be with us next week, same time, for Kelly Slaught and Kelly's Bull Market News.
Kelly Slaught offers securities and advisory services through Centaurus Financial Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Centaurus Financial Incorporated and California Wealth Advisors are not affiliated companies. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not intended to be a recommendation or investment advice and does not constitute a solicitation to buy, sell, or hold a security or an investment strategy. The views and opinions expressed are for information and educational purposes only.